Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and we would love to hear from you right now. The lines are open, and we invite your call to 844-322-2742. This month, we're focusing on the issue of joy, or I guess you could say the circumstance of joy. And if you have something you'd like to share, or if there's some other subject you'd like to talk about, this is the time to call right now. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We have been talking about joy, and we're going to get to a verse today that for many of us is very hard to apply. It's James chapter 1, verse 2. And James gives this encouragement to us: consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. How many of us think about joy as the first thought when trials and tribulations come our way? That's not normal. That's not normal human thinking and not normal human reactions to trials and tribulations. Yet here James is saying that we should consider those trials and tribulations as pure joy. So we're going to ask the question today: how many of you are having a hard time applying that in life? And especially here at Christmas season, it seems like there's a lot of trials and tribulations that come our way during these holiday times, and maybe those trials and tribulations get accentuated a little bit. The negative emotions and intensified loneliness becomes even more lonely. And we read a passage like this that says, consider it pure joy. It just doesn't make sense to us. So how do we put this in context? How do we apply it to our lives to really look at trials and tribulations as an opportunity to rejoice in the Lord and rejoice in the Lord always? Andrew, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's if we think about faith in a vacuum, it really doesn't make a lot of sense. But if we think about faith in Jesus as a person living in us, then it's really an invitation to trust him in new ways, trust him in different ways that we haven't before. So I think when you bring in the person of Christ and have him showcased front and center as to what this verse is really about, you know, consider it pure joy when you face trials, because you know that the testing of your faith in Jesus Christ living inside of you develops perseverance. So that's who the faith is in. And so what I'm seeing James express here is that if you've got Christ living in you 24/7 and everything's always smooth on the outside, then you'll never get an opportunity to trust him in new and different ways. And so to me, it's personal, it's about Jesus, and it's getting to know new aspects of his character, new aspects of his faithfulness. And I just don't think you can do that unless planet Earth is throwing trouble at you now and then. And in the midst of that trouble, we really learn to trust in deeper ways.
I think that's an important point, Andrew. A lot of times we blame God for our trials and tribulations. You know, we ask the question, why are you doing this to me, Lord? And I know I've asked that a lot in my life, and in talking with people, that's a common question. That's just part of human experience. We're always questioning why God is doing something. Now, is God bringing these trials and tribulations into our life, or is that just part of being human? Is that just part of living on planet Earth that is controlled by forces of darkness that is filled with people who are wanting their own ways, wanting to carry out their wills, wanting to promote their agendas, wanting to get ahead at all costs? So can we blame God for these trials and tribulations?
Well, of course not, because he never says... He never sends that sort of thing. I think there's a couple of layers of this trials and tribulation thing. One of the things that's important here is that whatever the trial is testing my faith. Well, if it's testing my faith, it means that I'm starting to doubt God. And there are little things that happen every day that's no big deal. Yeah, you work through it, you go on. But there are items for each of us that test our faith, that tend to drive us away from God rather than to God. And what James is saying here is, no, that's the time to push through to God even stronger, because you want perseverance to finish its work.
Yes.
And so God, it's just the beauty of God. He knows how to use these particular trials that test our faith in ways that end up growing our faith and maturing us as his children and making us even more capable in his grace by faith than we were before that trial.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's really hard to trust him, though, if we're confused about his nature, what
yes.
he's like toward us, his treatment of us. And so, you know, Bob, what you were saying a minute ago, you know, really getting in perspective, we live in a fallen world. There's fallen DNA, there's death, there's disease. My goodness, as you survey the planet, there's murder, there's rape, there's really some ugly things out there. And so when this planet Earth comes at us, we got to understand that's not God. That is not who God is, and that's not God bringing us trouble. You know, God is not the author of sin. He's the author and perfecter of our faith. He's not the author of trouble. He's not hurling disaster at us and then snickering in the corner going, I wonder what he's going to learn from that. You know, it's that he is the author and perfecter of our faith in the middle of all that. So I like to say planet Earth is coming at us and Christ is working in us. And those are two different things, aren't they?
They are.
Yes.
Really two different things.
Yes.
And, you know, if we're going to trust God, we're going to have to trust him on this planet in which we live.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other place for us to trust him. And this world is filled with troubles, as Jesus said. I think so, there are a lot of people that picture God up there just with this sinister look on his face saying, yeah, look at little Richard down there. You know, we're going to test him.
Yeah.
And we're just going to see where, you know, what he's made of.
Yeah.
And so he just concocts this whole scheme and just puts it together and just watches to see if Richard is going to walk by faith or not, if he's just going to crumble. That's not how God operates. As you said, he's working within us to sustain us, to carry us through those things, to bring us to maturity and completeness. And boy, that is good news. And that's just the love of God working in us. And that's why we can consider it all joy, because at the end of that trial, we're going to have a greater sense of the great love that God has for us in Christ Jesus. And that's good news.
That is the good news that comes each day from Basic Gospel, everybody. You know, the Basic Gospel journey actually begins and ends with Jesus. And it's a life-changing truth of the new covenant that we're no longer bound by rules and regulations. We're no longer living under a cloud of fear and guilt. Why? Well, because Christ, it's a whole in him. It's a whole new journey, a new life of freedom, faith, and rest. The Basic Gospel Journey is a CD message by Bob Christopher that will encourage you to walk with Jesus in the adventure of a lifetime filled with the riches of his grace and the fullness of his life. The Basic Gospel Journey is our gift to you this month to say thank you for your donation to reach out to others with this good news of the gospel. So we encourage you to join us, friends. Click donate at basicgospel.net to make your gift and receive your copy of The Basic Gospel Journey. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Just click donate on any page, and thank you in advance for your support of Basic Gospel. And, Bob, we have a specific goal for the rest of this month.
Well, we started out, we wanted $335,000 by December 31st, we have chipped away. We're down to like 240,000. So we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
And as I've said over the last couple of days, we're just praying that Basic Gospel Nation will rally together, that folks from all parts of this country will rally together, send in contributions so we can continue delivering the good news of Jesus Christ through radio, through internet. We have a wonderful internet platform. We have other media platforms that are available to us. So we need your help to continue getting this good news of Jesus Christ out to as many people as possible. So it doesn't take, you know, one or two people to do a lot. It just takes a lot of people doing whatever they can based on what they have. And we want people to give generously and joyfully to this outreach, because there's great joy in giving and knowing that your gifts are going to connect people to the love of Jesus Christ. So go to our website, basicgospel.net, click the support link or the donate link, and make a gift today and be as generous as possible, because we're talking about life and death
life
as far
death.
As spiritually concerned. We're talking about eternal things, and there's no greater investment than an investment in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Once again, donate at basicgospel.net.
Let's go to Livermore, California, and talk with William. Hi, William.
Hi, Bob. I wanted to share my experience with trials and tribulations and how I came to experiencing joy from those experiences. When I first was born again and began to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ and learned that he didn't do or say anything unless God told him to do or say it, and I patterned my walk after that, I found myself more and more frequently being called upon to help others, encourage others to help others to know the truth about Jesus and his gospel. And as that began to take place, I found more and more frequently things coming up that were preventing my meeting with these other people, and it got more and more discouraging, and I you know, thought many times just giving up on it and not doing it anymore. And then I learned about spiritual warfare, and I felt God telling me that Satan's just trying to stop you from speaking to these people. And when I got that perspective, I realized that if the enemy is trying to stop me from speaking to somebody, then God must be planning something very special for this event. And it rather than becoming discouraged, I started becoming encouraged. And the more that I became encouraged from these trials, if you will, the less frequently that they occurred. And quite frankly, things are going pretty smoothly now.
That's great, William. We certainly appreciate that. And a lot of times fear does get in the way, doesn't it? And especially when trials and tribulations come our way, we get frightened, we get fearful, we get anxious, and we don't step out in faith and allow God's Spirit to move us forward. So, William, thanks for sharing that. Andrew, did you have some thoughts on that?
Well, I think he's highlighting that we're on a battlefield. And, you know, if we don't even recognize that, I mean, imagine if George W. Bush had, during his presidency, with all that had gone on in New York and the terrorism, you know, if he got on the airwaves and said, guys, we've got no plan, we don't even know who the enemy is, we're doing some research, we're looking into it, but if you have any help, if you have any answers, you know, please let us know. Well, you know, the nation at that point would really lose hope. We've got to have a battle plan. We've got to know who the enemy is. We've got to know what they're up to. We have to anticipate their attack. And I think what William is speaking to is all of that, that, you know, even let's take marriage, for example. I meet married couples all the time who, you know, they're in the midst of a struggle, and they think the other person is really the only source of trouble, the only problem. They don't recognize the enemy, that the enemy seeks to destroy a Christian marriage, that the enemy seeks to destroy a Christian family. And I think we have to recognize that the power of sin is very crafty. And so when a husband and wife are struggling and, you know, getting a lot of negative thoughts about each other, for example, you know, we got to recognize that there's a third player there. It's not the husband, it's not the wife, but there is an enemy who plants these sort of thoughts, and this can hurt marriage, and it can hurt families, it can hurt friendships. And so recognizing there's a battle, recognizing there's a power of sin, recognizing the enemy seeks to destroy, but at the same time, greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. I'm dead to sin. I'm dead to that thought. I don't have to think that thought. And, you know, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm depending on you in this moment. I'm taking every thought captive to you. And so in doing that, guys, I just think we're recognizing the battlefield, we're recognizing the enemy, we're recognizing his tactics, and then we're taking a godly response based on the strength of God and our new identity in Christ.
Yes, and the victory that he's already won for us through Christ's death, burial, and resurrection.
Amen.
And so that means we can look at trials and tribulations, consider it pure joy, and we can look at them with great hope, knowing that our great God is going to get us through them in such a way that we're going to be mature and complete. So, William, thanks for sharing your thoughts. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
Amen. Thank you.
You are welcome. Let's go to England and talk to our good friend, Saab. Hi, Saab.
Hey, Saab.
Hello, Bob, Richard, and Bob again, Andrew. I'm really, really, I want to appreciate you guys, what you are doing every day in my life. I'm receiving a joy through your ministry.
I was just thinking
and
about you just
I'm
recently,
doing
Saab.
Ministry.
Go ahead.
Say again?
Go ahead. I was just thinking about you the other day, and I'm so glad that you called.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so busy here, and then I'm doing ministry as well. But you are doing ministry, but you are not in the England, and then I'm not doing, but you are the one doing through the Word of God. I'm every day learning Andrew, and then your basic gospel every day. That's giving me the strength to do the ministry here. I just want to share this with all the people, all the listeners, and then just get on with the basic gospel and Andrew ministry, Andrew Farley ministry. And then, you know, God definitely going to use us through your ministry. Hmm. I just wanted to share it today. And then even the books, Simple Gospel and Simple Grace.
Yes.
It's really helpful to me. And then the other books as well, The New Covenant Journey, is really helping me to do the ministry here.
Yeah. Well, Saab, tell us a little bit.
I'm really thankful.
Saab, tell us just a little bit of your story. You come from a Hindu background, is that correct? And now you're having a big impact in a community there in England, and you're seeing a lot of people come to know Jesus through these resources and materials, and it's quite exciting, isn't it, for you?
That's right, yes. I was a Hindu background, and then I came to know Christ in 2005, and then I was bounded in Legalism Church, and then I was listening in America, pastor, I don't want to name it. In that church, Andrew Farley stepped in. Andrew Farley's message changed my life completely. And then I stopped listening that, and then I went to Andrew Farley. And then Andrew Farley and then introduced me Basic Gospel.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
And then I left the church, and then I started to preach the gospel to my family. Thank God, my sister was 40 years in Legalism Church. And then now she discovered the truth. And then she began to preach the gospel in Sri Lanka. And then my uncle. So there's so many people through your ministry, not only me, people around me, they started, and then some of them is panicked, some of them is against me, but I don't care. The Holy Spirit in me, and then he's working through me. The main reason, your ministry. And then Andrew Farley ministry.
Yeah.
I'm really thankful every day, but I want to see you guys. I don't know when.
Well, we hope that's soon. We just need to arrange a time to get over and be with you and where you are, Saab. That would be a wonderful, wonderful experience. But I'm so glad that we've been able to come alongside you, that God has placed us in your life, has placed you in our lives. We're thankful that you were at that church where Andrew was, and boy, that really sparked something in your heart, something he said resonated with you, that really changed you. And boy, what a powerful story, Saab. And we just appreciate and love you and are so grateful for what God is doing through your life to spread this word out, that you haven't become a reservoir where you're just keeping all of this good stuff inside. You've become a river of life.
Yeah.
And that river of life is flowing through you in a very mighty, powerful way, and impacting and influencing others in your sphere of influence. And praise God for you, Saab, and thank you so much for being a part of Basic Gospel Nation, a part of Andrew's work. And we're just so happy and joyful because of what God is doing in you.
Yeah. You know, what is my dream now? My dream is I want to see you guys. I want to have a just simple meal with you. I want to enjoy the friendship with you because of you, I'm standing here. Because of you, I received the joy. I never had joy in my Christian life after I know the Christ. I was bounded in, you know, you must do this, you must do this, you must go and bring five people to the church today. If you bring five people, and then your debts will be gone, things like that. So many things. I never experienced joy.
Well, only the grace of God brings joy to a human heart, and it's cause and effect.
Yes.
When God's grace works in our life, joy is the result. And praise God that you've come to know the grace of God in its fullness.
Yeah, Saab, also, you know, thank you for taking the time to call us and encourage us. We love hearing about your life and your story, your testimony, and the fact that you take time to call and encourage the ministry. It means a lot to us. So we appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
Well, Saab, we'll look forward to that meal. Go ahead.
Sorry?
I was going to say, we're going to look forward to that meal together with you sometime soon.
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you, but I wanted to share most of time, but I don't want to take a time. But, you know, if I want to talk, I want to talk more. But I have lots of testimony in my life because I was a Hindu. Mm-hmm. I was a Hindu, and then I came to Christ and bounded nearly 7 years. In the law, Mosaic law, and then legalism, a religious type, and everything, and then now I'm so powerful to preach the gospel because not me, Christ living in me, so in here in Sri Lankans, like I'm a Sri Lankan, there are many people they speak in Tamil. Most of
them. Let me jump in. We're about out of time on this broadcast, so you're going to have to call back, and we'll give you more time on another broadcast. But we sure love and appreciate you, my friend, and are so happy for what God is doing in your life and the joy that you're experiencing through this good news of Jesus Christ. So, Saab, thanks for sharing your story. Thanks for your encouragement today.
Thank
you. Yes, indeed.
Bob?
You know, friends, the basic gospel journey begins and ends with Jesus, and in between is the life-changing truth of the new covenant, that we are no longer bound by rules and regulations, nor are we to live under a cloud of fear and guilt. In Christ, we begin a new life, a life of freedom, faith, and rest. The Basic Gospel Journey is a CD message by Bob Christopher that will encourage you to walk with Jesus in the adventure of a lifetime, filled with the riches of His grace and the fullness of His life. The Basic Gospel Journey is our gift to you this month to say thank you for your donation to reach out to others with this good news of the gospel. Just click donate at basicgospel.net with your and your gift. With your gift, you'll receive a copy of the CD, The Basic Gospel Journey. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net. And thank you in advance for your support of Basic Gospel. Well, also, thank you for being with us today for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now, for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, Andrew Farley, and our ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Merry Christmas, everybody.